Okay. So, it is, what's the date?
26th.
It is July 26th. We're in energy building. What is this building called? Some sort of energy building. Oh, Wisconsin Energy Institute?
There we go.
Yes, Wisconsin Energy Institute. And my name is Sam Schilder. And what's your name?
My name is Connie Sina. What else?
What is your age and where did you grow up?
Well, I was born on June 4th, 1951, and I grew up in Princeton, Wisconsin.
Okay. Growing up, where did you think energy came from?
I thought it came from the plug in the wall.
What did your parents tell you about energy? Did they tell you anything about it?
Yeah, well, the only thing they told me was that we shouldn't use too much of it. I don't know if that was to conserve energy or just to be cheaper, but that's pretty much what I knew about energy.
And what did you tell my mom about energy?
Well, at that time, conservation of energy became more important and more talked about, and so she knew kind of more than I did that energy needed to be conserved if we were going to have it for the generations to come.
Have you seen the way... how has the way we use energy changed since your childhood?
Well, it's changed in many ways. There's more... At least for me, I know more types of energy than there used to be. There was just electricity and that type of thing. Now we know of solar, we know of nuclear, we know many other types, geothermal, wind energy. So, you know, it just becomes more types of energy that can be used in different ways.
What are the biggest reasons for those changes?
Well, I think one of the biggest reasons is to preserve the planet, that it became evident that if we continued to use energy that was harmful to the environment, that you can't get certain things back after time, and it could ruin the agriculture, it could, you know, cause cancer, it could, you know, a number of things.
So you lived through the increase in gas prices in the 70s. What do you remember about the 70s energy embargo, and why did it happen?
Well, what I remember about it is because in 1974, when our son was born, that was really a big thing. And we were told by the President of the United States that we had to turn our thermostats down in our houses. And so to be good Americans, we turned our thermostats down to 65 during the day and 55 at night. And we did this actually for years to come, I would think. In fact, we still do it. And I remember my mom saying to me that this child was going to get pneumonia and, you know, be really sick because of having to sleep in 55 degree temperatures. But actually the opposite happened, is that he was very healthy all winter, and we did our thing to preserve energy. Another thing I remember are the long lines at the gas pumps, and because there wasn't enough gasoline, and so you had to wait your turn. Being in a rural community like I was, it wasn't as evident as in the bigger cities. So, what else was I supposed to say?
That's it.
Okay.
When did you first hear about renewable sources for energy?
Oh, gosh. I don't know when I first heard about it, but I know it, as years went by, it became more advertised and more talked about and that type of thing. But exactly when I first heard about it, I couldn't really say.
What thoughts did you have about renewable energy when you first heard about it?
Oh, I knew for sure that renewable energy was the way to preserve energy, to keep it for the next generation, to not waste it, to do what was right, because energy is used worldwide, and we shouldn't just use it because we can either have access to it or can afford it, because it does affect everyone.
And what are your thoughts about it now?
Oh, even more so. I think that there's been so much more work and research done into energy, and you know, certain things have worked, certain things have worked better than others, but the fact that there's groups like here at the Wisconsin Energy Institute working almost consistently on this type of thing gives me hope that in the future that we can use energy that's better for the planet and better for the people living on it.
When was the first time you heard about climate change?
Oh gosh. Here again, I'm not exactly sure when I first heard about it. I would say for sure I heard about it by the turn of the century, so by the year 2000, probably before then. But as we move forward, there's more information about it and more talk about it.
How's your understanding about climate change changed since you first learned about it?
I think I realize that some of the ideas that they're using, some of the crops that they're growing, that type of thing, are going to actually work. You know, at first you were skeptical that maybe petroleum was all that we had, petroleum, coal, oil, I mean, and that type of thing. But now I really believe that the answers are out there. We just have to find them.
What are your hopes for my generation and how we make and use energy?
Well, I hope that the research continues, that what they find out can be put into effect, and people will understand how important it is, not just for themselves, but for the generations to come. Also, in order to help people in different parts of the world that can't afford that, either can't afford it or don't have the facilities to make it there, so that countries like the United States and other first world countries can make this energy available to people all over the place.
Okay, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
One thing, because I talked to the instructor here and said that in Florida, because the ground is so much warmer, that in our park that they changed all the pools and the hot tub and all that type of thing into geothermal energy in a way to preserve energy and control cost and that type of thing. And I was really happy with that. And it didn't happen like first time was successful, because they had to adjust things and people were not happy. But now they have it, so it's working well. The second thing is that we live really close to an electrical plant, and we had three huge coal furnaces, and they were using that because they had to, because the water, they needed to cool it off, and so it was near the bay by Tampa, and that they made it a viewing stations for manatees because the water was so much warmer there, and so they would come in there when the water was cooler in the Gulf. But now they have actually removed two of the three and turned it into solar. So we now have solar farms really close to us. And I'm just excited about the fact that people are actually putting this stuff into use.
Okay,
thank you.
So, yep.
That concludes our interview.
Yes.
Okay.